Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I am Anastasia Karanja and I'll be your host for today's episode with the latest global updates and insights on China's global interactions.
We will embark on a comprehensive exploration of diverse topics from around the globe and delve into captivating stories of students' exchanges, international travel, conservation efforts and cultural exchanges. Our journey begins in the United States, where a group of students from Lincoln High School in Washington State are preparing for an immersive adventure to China. This educational trip, inspired by President Xi Jinping's visit to Lincoln High School in 2015, aims to foster cross-cultural understanding and friendship between young people from both nations. The itinerary includes visits to iconic landmarks such as the Great Wall and the Forbidden City in Beijing, as well as cultural exchanges with Chinese peers and academic engagements at prestigious institutions like Peking University. This exchange program embodies the spirit of international cooperation and mutual learning, laying the foundation for lifelong friendships and cross-cultural understanding. Shifting gears to international travel, there is positive news on the horizon for air travelers between China and the United States. As travel demand continues to rise, Chinese passenger airlines are increasing their weekly round-trip flights to accommodate more passengers. The U.S. Transportation Department recently announced that flights between the two countries will increase to 50 weekly, marking a significant step towards restoring pre-pandemic levels of air travel. New flights between China and the U.S. operated by Chinese airlines are still mostly concentrated in Los Angeles and San Francisco. China Eastern will add two weekly flights from Shanghai to Los Angeles and one weekly flight from Shanghai to San Francisco. China Southern Airlines will introduce one new weekly flight from Guangzhou to Los Angeles, followed by the addition of two new weekly flights from Guangzhou to San Francisco on April 2nd. Air China is adding one additional weekly flight between Beijing and Los Angeles, as well as two extra weekly flights on the East Coast between New York and Beijing. This expansion of air connectivity reflects growing confidence in travel safety and signals a gradual return to normalcy in the aviation sector. With enhanced flight options and improved travel protocols, passengers can look forward to smoother journeys and greater flexibility in their travel plans. Despite the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, both China and the United States are committed to facilitating safe and seamless air travel for passengers. This increase in flights underscores the resilience of the aviation industry and the importance of international cooperation in overcoming shared challenges. Now let's turn our attention to environmental conservation efforts in China and Russia.
In a joint initiative to protect endangered species like the Siberian tiger and the Amur leopard, a new research laboratory has been established in Harbin, Heilongjiang Province. Co-developed by China's Felin Research Center and the Institute of Ecology and Evolution, A.N. Savasov of the Russian Academy of Sciences, this laboratory aims to advance cross-border conservation efforts and promote international cooperation in wildlife protection. Siberian tigers and the Amur leopards, also known as the Amur tigers and the leopards, are among the most endangered species on the planet. With their habitat spanning the Russian Far East and northeastern China, these majestic big cats face numerous threats, including habitat loss, poaching, and human-wildlife conflicts.
Through collaborative research, data sharing, and habitat restoration efforts, experts hope to safeguard the future of these iconic species and preserve the biodiversity of the region.
The establishment of this joint research laboratory represents a significant milestone in Sino-Russian cooperation on wildlife conservation and sets a precedent for future international partnerships in environmental stewardship. In the realm of cultural exchange, China and France are gearing up for an exciting joint exhibition featuring treasures from the Forbidden City and the Palace of Versailles as part of China and France's Year of Culture and Tourism. This exhibition celebrates the rich histories and shared heritage of these two nations.
Nearly 150 treasured collections from both museums will be on display, offering visitors a rare opportunity to explore the opulent worlds of Imperial China and Renaissance France. From exquisite artworks to historical artifacts, each exhibit tells a story of artistic excellence and cultural significance, providing insights into the splendor of bygone eras. These collaborative efforts underscores the importance of cultural exchange in fostering mutual understanding and appreciation between nations. As visitors immerse themselves in the cultural treasures of China and France, they embark on a journey through history, art, and heritage, transcending geographical boundaries and enriching their cultural experiences. On diplomacy matters, Lin Jian, the 34th spokesperson for the Foreign Ministry, made his debut at Monday's Daily News Conference. 47-year-old Lin has been working in the Foreign Ministry for 25 years and is experienced in both diplomacy and communication. The Foreign Ministry introduced the system of spokesperson in 1983, making it the first government department in China to start such a practice. It is also the only government department that holds routine news briefings on every working day. Public information shows that after graduating with a major in English from Beijing Foreign Studies University, Lin was selected by the Foreign Ministry to study in Denmark. He subsequently served in the political department of the Chinese embassy in Copenhagen. Lin later moved to Poland, working for the Chinese embassy in Warsaw as a political counselor. He then returned to China to take up the post of a counselor at the Foreign Ministry's European Affairs Department. Before his current appointment, Lin was the head of the Foreign Affairs Office of Xinjiang Production and Construction Corp. On matters trade, Hebei Province in North China has posted steady foreign trade growth in the first 2 months of 2024, according to local customs. Hebei's total imports and exports grew 14.7% year-on-year to 97 billion yuan, which is about $13.66 billion in the period, said Xijiang Zhuang Customs. In breakdown, exports hit 54.19 billion yuan, marking a 20.7% increase from the same period last year. While imports edged up 7.9%, the province's trade with Australia, the Association of the Southeast Asian Nations, the European Union, and Brazil saw rapid growth, reaching 16.25 billion yuan, 12.47 billion yuan, 12.18 billion yuan, and 5.9 billion yuan, respectively. In the first 2 months, the province's trade with Belt and Road partner countries rose 10.1% year-on-year to 45.84 billion yuan. Hebei's exports of mechanical and electrical products registered a 38.7% growth to 27.39 billion yuan, accounting for 50.5% of the total exports. Its exports of automobiles surged by 1.3 times to 9.38 billion yuan, and its exports of car parts jumped by 8.9% to 3.35 billion yuan. The province also saw an increase in imports of iron ore and concentrates, natural gas, aluminium ore and concentrates. And that concludes today's podcast. Join us next time for more stories that illuminate the beauty and complexities of a global community. Thanks for tuning in. For more on international news updates, please visit our website at www.chinadaily.com.cn.